First, we got to talk about what's going on with earnings here this morning. And we start with Chipotle. Chipotle coming out with numbers that beat estimates, really showing a strong double-digit comparable sales growth, 15.2%. That's ahead of estimates. It's expanding its plans to open restaurants over the next decade or so. And like these other companies, it's raising prices. It raised prices by 4% in December. They're now up overall 10% versus last year at this time. And the company said on its conference call, it looks like it's going to raise prices 6% or more here in 2022. Now, what is this cost increase due to? Well, A, it's because you'll pay it, right, for your burrito. But it's also up because Chipotle is seeing increased input costs for things like wages in particular. That's a big input cost for the company, but also for things like beef and freight and avocados, all of that leading to those price increases. Saz, you know, we've talked about how different companies have managed this with different levels of ability during this period of time. Chipotle seems to be near the top of the heap.
Well, as they said, Julie, in that legendary business movie, Glenn Ross, all that matters is to get them to sign on the dotted line. And that's what continues over at Chipotle. You've seen a meaningful acceleration in Chipotle same-store sales really over the past four quarters, 15.2% same-store sales increase in the most recent quarter. And sure, part of that reflects the things you just mentioned with them raising prices. They're actually running at an annualized run rate of 12% higher prices. This year, they signaled that might be a 10% annual run rate. Just simply, they continue to raise prices, and traffic has not fallen off a map. That Chipotle line in many restaurants that went vacant during the COVID-19 pandemic, and many restaurants, that is now back. Online ordering is very strong. And I know, you know, we all try to pick holes in quarters, but this was a really good quarter from Chipotle, in large part because they have pricing power. You see the size of those burritos, Julie? I mean, they're stuffed. I will pay $8 to $9 for these burritos, and I'm okay with it. Totally okay.
And obviously, you're not alone. I mean, if there is one somewhat weak spot here, it's the operating margin, which was a little bit lower than estimated at 20.2%, 20.7% was the estimate, but they talked on the call about getting that number back up as well. And when you talk about digital sales here, that has just been a blockbuster for them. And what's interesting to me is that you see a lot of pandemic plays, dare I say Peloton, where they saw a big surge and then a pullback, obviously. This phenomenon, though, of getting drive-through burritos hasn't really slowed down, right? So digital sales, 41.6% of overall sales in the fourth quarter. It was compared with 42.8% in the prior period. So, I mean, like a tiny slowdown there, but they are still selling an enormous number of burritos in the drive-thru.
A lot of burritos going through this drive-thru, Julie. You're exactly correct. And what is interesting, too, you know, there's a lot of focus on what Chipotle said about January sales slowed down a little bit to a 5% same-store sales increase because of the pandemic. And I think the market is overly focused on what they said on sales on their conference call last night. Going under the radar is them materially lifting how many restaurants they see coming in the U.S. They now see 7,000 restaurants. Now, I wrote about this in a story now in Yahoo Finance. They previously saw 6,000. So they're coming to a lot of small towns across the United States over the next few years, probably with higher priced burritos, probably with higher priced bowls. We'll see how small town America reacts to that. But if it's anything like the responses that Chipotle has seen in some of these larger metro markets over the past year to higher prices, it might be strong.
Yeah, I mean, we should be clear here. When we're talking about that new restaurant blend, it is over a decade or more, right? So it's not like they're opening that's sort of an end velocity, if you will. It's not how they're not opening that many in a year alone. That would be mind-boggling. What I'm also curious about.
You try that brisket, Julie? You try that Chipotle brisket?
No, I have not tried the brisket yet.
Okay, good.
Sorry. I guess I'll put it on the list. I'll put on the list. One more thing I just want to mention, you know, when you talk about pricing in those small towns where they're going to open, I don't know, maybe you know this already, and we can ask Jack Hartung about this as well. Do they have dynamic pricing? In other words, is their pricing different in different geographic areas? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm going to punt that one to Chipotle CFO Jack Hartung, Julie. I get where you're coming from, but to think, you know, maybe in my Long Island backyard, I pay $15 for a burrito and perhaps someone in a small town pays $5. I don't think Chipotle's there yet. I don't think
I don't ready. Think the gap is that big. Certainly. I was just curious. I didn't know if that's like publicly available information already. I figured you would know if it was. All right.
I'm
so we'll ask
that
them about that.